Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. At the bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at the third or fourth Mishnah in Masechet, in the third paragraph of Brachot. Nashim Avadim Uktanim Pturim Mikriat Shema Umin HaTfilin. So we were speaking about exemptions due to Aninut and Osek B'Mitzvah, and now class exemptions. Women and Avadim Knanim and minors are exempt from Kriyat Shema and from Tefillin. Chayavin b'tefillah b'mezuzah b'mechirat hamazon. And they're chayav in tefillah, they're chayav to put a mezuzah upon the doors, and they're chayav in b'mechirat hamazon. And now we will take this apart and see why any of these are necessary to be taught. Kriyat Shema, so pshita, it should be obvious. Mitzvah l'aseh shazman gramahu. After all, what's the rule in Kiddushin? Chol mitzvah l'aseh shazman gramah nashim p'turot. Any mitzvah l'aseh, which is time-bound, women are exempt from. The answer is, I would think that since Kriyat Shema involves accepting God's kingdom, that they'd be chayiv kamash malan. Uminat tefillin, so it says they're exempt from tefillin. Again, pshita. Same issue, it's time-bound. The Torah juxtaposes the mitzvah of tefillin with mezuzah, and women are obligated to put a mezuzah. So kamash malan, that nonetheless, they're not obligated in tefillin. Chayivin bitfilah, and here we have several different girsaot. We'll use this one, derachamininu, the reason they have to daven, even though tefillah, midrabanan has set times, and we have a big machlok at Ramban, how to read the sugya. Nonetheless, rachamininu, everybody has to pray to God, everybody has to ask rachamim from God. Even though tefillah is expressed in Tehillim as being something based on certain times of the day, because that's just zman grama dami, kamash malan, that it's not zman grama. Uvin zuzah, again pshita, so ma'udatem ohoel v'tkash the Talmud Torah. I would think that since mezuzah is compared to Talmud Torah in the second parsha of Shema, they're next to each other, therefore, I would think that just as women are exempt from Talmud Torah formally, therefore, exempt from mezuzah, kamash malan. Urchat amazon, again pshita, because urchat amazon is not time bound. Ma'udatem ohoel v'tkti v'teit adonai lachem ba'er v'asar lachov alachem v'bokil yisboa. Hashem gives you meat in the evening and bread in the morning. So you might think that meal times, and as a result, it's time bound. The answer is it's not time bound. Rava, famous piece. Nashim chayavot b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. Women are obligated in kiddush hayom min haTorah. Amai. Mitzvah says man grama. Kiddush is man grama. It's mitzvah to say Friday night. Chutzat says man grama. Nashim p'turot. What's the rule? Amar Abaye midrabanan. Abaye says they're chayav midrabanan. So I'm a lay Rava. Rava says dvar Torah kamar. But the original statement was dvar Torah, which means d'oraita. Beyond, and then kol mitzvah says nachayim midrabanan. So why do we say women chayav in tefillin midrabanan, Talmud Torah midrabanan, and in other mitzvot that says man grama midrabanan, why kiddush? Allah Amar Rav, Rav says it's really Doraita, it's unique, and the reason is Amar Krav, Zachor, Vishamor, meaning that the utterance of Zachor and the utterance of Shamor were said simultaneously, and therefore Kol Sheishno Bishmira, Yeshno Bizachira. Anybody who is obligated to guard Shabbat and not violate Shabbat is obligated in Zachira. Haninashi, so our women, Hoyal V'Itanu Bishmira, Itanu Bizachira. Since they have to guard Shabbat and not do Malacha, they also have to remember Shabbat. Okay, Amar le Ravina le Rava. So he turned to Rava and asked him, Nashim v'chat amazon, doraita d'rabanan. We know that women chayavot b'chat amazon, we see that in the Mishnah, is the chiyuv doraita d'rabanan. So the mind of Kumina, what's the difference? Chayav is chayav. Well, there's a bunch of differences. Safek. The answer is, lafuke rabbi midei chobatan, to be able to be motzi somebody else with b'chat amazon. I amar doraita, if you say the chayav and doraita, so a woman could say Birchat HaMazon on behalf of a man. But the Amar Drabanan, if they're only Chayav Drabanan, have a Shein HaMuchayav Adavayim, and on the Doraita level, they're not called Chayav. Choshen Muchayav Adavayim, Motzeit Rabim, Yidei Chavatam, the rule in Rosh Hashanah, which of course applies all over, which is if you're not Chayav in something, you can't be Motzi others. My. So let's see. Toshma Be'emet Amru, the halacha is Ben Mevarech Laviv, a son, can say Birchat HaMazon on behalf of his father, Ve'evid Mevarech L'Rabo. And Eved Knani can say bracha for his master. Vishom v'recha the ba'ala, and a woman could say a bracha on behalf of her husband. Avalam ruchachamim tavo me'ram adam shishtov v'nav machin lo. But a man who needs his wife or children or slaves to say brachot for him is cursed, meaning that it works. So if you agree that women are chayavot doraita, you see why on an elemental level it works. But if they're only chayavot rabbanan, then even on an elemental level it shouldn't work because they're only chayavot rabbanan. So we're assuming here that the ben is a minor, and he's also not bar chiyuva. And this is a very interesting answer, that the man ate, let's say, a kazayit, but he wasn't satisfied, which means, perhaps, and we'll see this in the next little piece, that he's only chayav d'rabbanan. Therefore, his son, who's, let's say, 11, is chayav d'rabbanan, mitam chinuch, can we motzi him? Maybe. Big question. Because after all, this fellow may have only eaten a shiur d'rabbanan, but his essential chiyuv was d'oraita. This boy can never be chayav d'oraita until he reaches age. So it's a little difficult to say that women are chayavot only d'rabbanan given this braita. And the easiest explanation is to say the ben is somebody who's an adult. Parenthetically, the Rishonim are all sort of at sea, or trying to figure out why would women only be chayavot d'rabbanan? What are they missing? So the suggestion made since they didn't get land, Tosfot attacks that suggestion. He says that based on that, Kohanim and Levim should not be chayavim mid Rabbanan and mid Oraita. Perhaps it's because, as we see in the seventh parak, part of Berachat HaMazon, you have to mention Thanksgiving for the Brit and for the Torah, and women don't have either of those. Therefore, they're only chayavot to Rabbanan. It's a very difficult thing, and the simplest way to read it, the way the Rambam reads it, is women are chayavot to Oraita like everybody else. So the two great students of Rabbi Yochanan are quoted sort of in alternation, either this one or that one, but Rabbi Avira is giving this drasha. So the angels complained, that you don't take any bribes. But you do favor Yisrael. God should cause his face to shine upon you and favor you. God says, how can I not favor them? And you eat and you're satisfied, you bless. Nonetheless, they will say Birkat HaMazon, even if they only had a kazayit or a kabetza of food, even if they weren't satisfied. That points to the difference between a shiur d'oraita and a shiur d'rabbanan. And of course, there is some discussion here about what kazayit and kibetzah are doing mention in this midrash. Okay, the next mishnah again deals with people who in certain circumstances either are exempt, or in this case perhaps cannot say kriyat shema, and that's going to open up really the doors to the whole rest of the parak. Baal keri. A baal keri is a man who has had an emission, whether it's because he had relations with his wife or for whatever other reason. He goes to the mikvah and waits for nightfall, but in the meantime, he's a baal keri. What's his status? Marher belibo. So he should think the words. Unclear if it means think the words of birchot kriyat shema or of kriyat shema. Ve'enu mevarech lo lefanav la'acharei. He does not say the brachot before and after kriyat shema. V'alamazon mevarech la'acharav ve'enu mevarech lefanav. When it comes to food, he's allowed to eat food. He says the bracha afterwards, but not before, and evidently the distinction is because the ones he doesn't say are all things that are d'rabbanan, and the rabbanan said, we are going to enforce that these should not be said by a baal keri. Something that's d'oraita, you gotta say. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this entire piece and says, a baal keri says the brachot before and after eating and after kriyat shema, etc. Amar Ravina. So Ravina then looks at this statement and says, Zot omer tehor kedibur dami, that thinking is like speaking. Because if it doesn't work like speaking, what's the point of this guy sitting and thinking the words of Shema? So if that's the case, that it really counts, then let him say it. The answer is Kadash Kachan V'Sinai. And Har Sinai, which is the model for all of the distancing, specifically when it comes to issues of baal keri, So we see that they were separated from the husbands and wives are separated. That was, according to Rashi, what Ezra based his the fact that a Baal Keri has to go to the mikvah. And the idea is that they should be in fear. So the idea is, even if you think the words, you don't say it out loud, not a public performance. Okay, Rav Chista took the opposite position and said, "Lav kedibur, here a lav kedibur dami." That's thinking it is not like speaking it. The takes the previous answer, which is into a question. If indeed thinking is like saying, then let him just say the words. Elamai here a lav kedibur dami. So if it doesn't work, then lamarahara. What's the point of him thinking them? It's not nice. Everybody else is saying Kriyat Shema. He's sitting there doing nothing. Let him at least think the words. Kind of like our practice when we're in the middle of Shmon Esrei and the Tzibur gets to Yeshvei Rabbah or Kedusha, we think the words. V'nigro es v'pirk achrina. So why doesn't he just read another parak? He shouldn't just be reading when they're reading. He should be reading what they're reading. We see that a Baal Keri, if he's in the middle of davening and suddenly remembers he's a Baal Keri, he shouldn't stop in the middle, but he should cut it short, kind of abbreviate the rest. That's only because he started. But if he didn't yet start, he shouldn't start tefillah. It's a shani tefillah, delayed by malchut shemayim. Tefillah doesn't involve kabbalat o malchut shemayim. So Kriyat Shema lechatchila, he should participate with everybody else by sitting there and thinking. This is all following Rav Chista. Here, Rav Kedibur Dami. Very Berchat Hamazon leacharav, benching. Deleipa Machut Shemaim. There's no Machut Shemaim Berchat Hamazon. Only Kriyat Shema. Not on Hamazon. Varech lecharav and Varech lefanav. A Baal Keri does bench. Ella, the answer is very simple. Kriyat Shema Berchat Hamazon Doraita Utfila Drabanan. After all, Kriyat Shema and Birkat HaMazon are mitzvot d'oraita, although we're going to test that over the course of the next few minutes. And Tefillah is d'rabanan, specifically the words of Tefillah, the idea of davening at this particular time. And therefore, Baal Keri should not do that which is only d'rabanan. That which is d'oraita trumps the status of Baal Keri, which is the tumah of a Baal Keri for issues of Tefillah is a totally rabbinic mandate. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know from the Torah that you have to bench after a meal? It's very simple. How do we know that before studying Torah, you have to say a bracha? When I call out God's name, give greatness to God. That's the bracha. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So now I can prove to you that you have to say a bracha after reading from the Torah. As a kal v'chomer from Berchat HaMazon. Berchat HaMazon lefanea, and that you have to say bracha before eating a meal, Berchat HaTorah mi kal v'chomer. And from Berchat HaTorah. In other words, one of them is before, one of them is after. And now I can cross and switch. Berchat HaTorah lachar min HaTorah, Berchat HaMazon mi kal v'chomer. Here we go. Ma HaMazon shein talon lefanav. Food doesn't need a bracha beforehand. Talon lacharav needs one afterwards, so afterwards is more significant. Torah shtunah lefanea, Torah, which requires a bracha beforehand, Elodin Shunam Lacharah certainly needs a bracha afterwards. Ubrachat HaMazon lefanah min HaTorah, Berchat HaTorah mikal v'chomer, and I could prove that you need a bracha before food from Berchat HaTorah. Uma Torah Shein Tunah Lacharah, Torah does not need a bracha afterwards, Tunah lefanah, it needs one before, so you see before is more significant. Mazon Shetunah Lacharah, Elodin Shetunah Lacharah, so food, which the Torah demands you say a bracha afterwards, the Torah must assume you're going to say a bracha before. So, Ika the Mifrach, you could smash this entire building with the following. Malam Azon Shekein Nehenet. Of course you say a bracha after food. You got it pleasure. Umala Torah Shekein Chei Olam. And Torah, in the meantime, is the world to come. So you say a bracha before. V'yodna Azon Varach Lacharav and Varach Lefanav. And plus, the Mishnah clearly distinguishes and says that you say the bracha after eating and not the bracha before eating, which proves to you the bracha before eating is purely drabanan. Important to note that if we would actually derive it as a kal v'chomer, it would have the same status as the kal. And that would mean that it would be d'oraita. The fact that we excuse a Baal Keri from saying the bracha l'fanah means it's still d'rabanan and the kal v'chomer didn't really work. All right, this next little piece that will take us to the end of the podcast is very key. Amar Rav Yehuda. Safek kara kriyat shema, safek lo kara. If you're not sure if you said kriyat shema, eino chozer v'koreh. You do not go back and say shema. Safek Amar in Ve'yatziv. If you said the Rahim in Ve'yatziv, which ends with Gal Yisrael, Safek Lo Amar Chozer Vameret Yatziv. You have to say it. My Tama. Why? Kriyat Shema Drabanan. Rav Yehuda is of the opinion, as is Shmuel, that Kriyat Shema is a rabbinic ordinance. So the Ravon explains what that means is the Torah demanded that you say words of Torah when you go to bed and when you get up. And the Rabbanan said those words should be Shema. But Emet V'Yatziv is Doraita, because Emet V'Yatziv includes a commemoration and a mention of Yitziat Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah from the Torah every day. Meitiv Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef challenged that, says B'shoch B'chav Kumecha, as I mentioned, that means the words of Torah when you go to bed and when you get up. Tanan Balkeri, Mahar B'libah V'narach L'fonav L'alchareah, V'azom V'arach L'alchav V'narach L'fonav. So the Balkeri does not say the brachot after Shema. V'isalka da'ata, Chemin V'yatziv Doraita, if you think Chemin V'yatziv is Doraita, V'arach L'alchareah, you should say the brachot just like brachot Amazon. So Ma'idam Varachim Shem Yitziat Mitzrayim Ma'id Kolei B'Kriyat Shema. He already said Kriyat Shema, or he already thought Kriyat Shema, and he mentioned Yitziat Mitzrayim. V'Neimar Havelo Libiha. So why doesn't he just say Emet V'Yatziv and not Kriyat Shema, or at least think it? The answer is Kriyat Shema Difa. Kriyat Shema is better. Difa Tartin as Machut Shemaim and Yitziat Mitzrayim. Rabbi Elazar disagrees with Rav Yehuda and says Safek Kar Kriyat Shema Safek Lo Korach Chozer Korei Kriyat Shema. If he's not sure if he said Kriyat Shema or not, he should go back and say Kriyat Shema Doraita. Safek Yipalel, Safek Lo Yipalel, Eino Chozer Yipalel. But Tefillah is certainly Rabbanan, and if you're not sure if you said a Tefillah, you don't go back and say it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Levi Shi Pavel Adam Koleim Kulo. Halavai, a person should daven all day, which means Rabbi Yochanan says, in case of any doubt, go back and daven again, because even if it was a voluntary Tefillah, there is certainly nothing wrong with that. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with more discussion about this particular topic of Safek and take us back to the Balkaria. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.